From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the show, country funk. Seriously, country funk. Yes, it's something of a made-up genre, and it's the subject of a new compilation that features Willie Nelson, Kenny Rogers, and Townes Van Zandt, probably like you've never heard them before. Zach Cowie is the man behind country funk. He says there was a simple reason he gathered all these old gems together.
I wanted to make party records. I wanted to make something that you and your friends could have some beers, sit in the backyard, and listen to all the way through.
Also, the late Stephen Bruton, sideman to Kris Kristofferson, Bonnie Raitt, and Delbert McClinton, gets his close-up in an emotional new concert film, The Road to Austin. Plus, new music from soul legend Bobby Patterson, into Studio 1A with the Polyphonic Spree, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Later on in the show, we'll define exactly what country funk is. Well, as best as we can. We're also going to talk with Gary Fortin, the man behind the film The Road to Austin, about Stephen Bruton and the Artist Wellness Program, which is a new health resource for Austin musicians. But first, some new music. Austin's Genuine Leather bills itself as Austin's Best Wings cover band. Okay, that's a dubious distinction, but it does give you a clue about their power pop. Their new album is their second. It's called Losers. Genuine Leather plays Cheer Up Charlie Sunday and for you right now on the Austin Music Experience.
Right.
The one and only Rocky Erickson, the Austin native, and the man who helped invent psychedelic rock with the 13th floor elevators. That song, Don't Shake Me Lucifer, was on his 1981 album, The Evil One. It was reissued last year by Light in the Attic Records. That's the same label that did the country funk compilation we'll tell you more about later in the show. Rocky Erickson plays tonight at the Bob Bullock Museum, Music Under the Star. Not only Rocky Erickson, but the Shiva's Headband Experience as well. This is Jody. I hope you'll join me for that free show. We started with Austin's Genuine Leather. Their second album is new. It's called Losers, and that was a quickie called The Viper. Genuine Leather plays Cheer Up Charlie's this Sunday. We continue on the new tip with the Mastersons. The husband and wife duo Chris Masterson and Eleanor Whitmore spend a lot of their time on the road with Steve Earle. They've got a new album, their second for New West, called Good Luck Charm, and they'll be in town and in Studio 1A later this month. On the Austin Music Experience, the Mastersons.
Don't it make you sad? Rhetoric and politicians make me mad, and I can't take it any longer. I can't close my eyes, doesn't stop the tears from falling. Truth be told, it's a long road, and I don't know where to go. You can come with. Good luck charm. Sing, sing, sing with me. La da 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 dee dee dee. It gets louder when we're singing together. Then the great divide, when the television makes you want to run.
From Dallas, Texas, that was Bobby Patterson. If you caught him guest DJing on my KUTX a few months ago, you know this guy is a character. Maybe you heard him as a DJ on the AM dial in Dallas. He was unceremoniously relieved of his duties there a couple years back. But Bobby Patterson has a new album out called I Got Soul. It actually comes out on July 22nd. We heard the title track. And this man produced Fontella Bass, Chuck Jackson, even Golden Smog has covered Bobby Patterson. We need to get him on a future episode of the Austin Music Experience. We heard the Mastersons prior to Bobby Patterson. That's Chris Masterson and Eleanor Whitmore. Good Luck Charm is their second record for New West. If you've seen Steve Earle with the Dukes and the Duchesses, you've seen the Mastersons. And you can see and hear the Mastersons later this month in Austin. They'll visit our Studio 1A, and they'll play a show at Stubbs this month as well. Coming up, we're going to be digging up some country funk. Plus, into Studio 1A with the Polyphonic Spree, Jose James, and more. Stay with us.
Now we'll see what you're made of.
From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet one of the pioneers of Chicano soul. Rudy T. Gonzalez was born on July 4, 1939 in San Antonio. Like other Tejano baby boomers of the World War II era, Gonzalez grew up listening to the traditional Mexican folk music of his parents, but he was also drawn to the blues, R&B, and rock and roll of his own generation. In 1955, while still in high school, Gonzalez began performing with his band, Rudy T. and the Reno Bops. The group blended Latin influences with blues, R&B, and rock and roll, and sang in both English and Spanish.
En tu casa no me quieren por borracho. Porque dicen que me gusta vacilar. ¿Qué me importa que me acusen de esta forma? Si me quieres, manda a todos a volar. Si te dicen que yo soy el mil amores y que tengo una mujer.
By blending Mexican folk music with blues, R&B, pop, and rock and roll, Rudy T. Gonzalez helped create what some have called Chicano soul. And he also paved the way for Tejano, Latin rap, and many other popular styles. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a city ordinance that banned freak dancing. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. There's been some shakeups to the widely praised lineup for this year's Fun 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 Fest. Modest Mouse has now replaced Death Cab for Cutie, who had to cancel their performance in lieu of what the fest calls an unforeseen and unavoidable scheduling conflict. Modest Mouse will now play the Orange Stage on November 8th. Also, news rolled out last week that experimental hip-hop group Death Grips broke up and canceled all their tour dates, and this included Fun 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 Fest. Now filling in will be garage rockers Murder City Devils. They'll play Sunday, November 9th on the Black Stage. Attention musicians and bands, the 2015 South by Southwest Music Festival is now accepting applications. This year's South by Southwest takes place March 17th through the 22nd, and as the festival puts it, acceptance into their showcase presents the opportunity to perform for 28,000 industry representatives. Applications are due by October 10th. Fees are $33 for early submissions and $45 for those submitted after September 12th. Here's a little trivia for you. Austin has 13 sister cities, 3 friendship cities, and a Music City Alliance in locations across the globe. These include Lima, Peru, Siem Reap, Cambodia, and the Hackney Borough of London. One sister city is a town in France called Angers. This week, a French brass band from Angers is in town to promote musical exchange between our two cities. They're called the Scrocks, and they're performing this week at some of Austin's popular destinations like Barton Springs Pool, the French Legation, and City Hall. They're wrapping up their ATX visit on Sunday at Austin venues Bangers and the White Horse. And finally this week, one Austin artist is gearing up to head out on tour. Walker Lukens and his band The Sidearms have 15 dates planned over the next month across the U.S., and they're kicking it off and wrapping it all up here in Austin. The NPR Music-approved Lukens will play Austin July 11th at Empire Control Room and Cheer Up Charlie's on August 8th. He'll also be hitting Fort Worth and Houston with his brand of experimental indie pop in early August. If you want to see Lukens before then, you can head over to Babel Music to catch the premiere of his new video for Kindle to Your Fire, which has him dancing through some of Austin's iconic locations. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg, and I've got a couple of exclusive live performances for you. One dates back a decade, one dates back a couple of weeks ago. The polyphonic spree emerged from the deep Ellum scene in Dallas in the 80s. Tim DeLauder, who leads the band, was in Tripping Daisy. And in 2004, we crammed all 13 members of the polyphonic spree into Studio 1A. And I don't know how many members they'll have with them, but they are playing tonight at the Central Presbyterian Church with Sarah Jaffe. On the Austin Music Experience from 2004, an exclusive live take from the Polyphonic Spree.
You started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally arranged. Someone said with a cold hard chest, you're a mess. He opened at night, he thought he was twice, he was moving away. Cause everyone thinks that it goes away with age. We'll be right back.
gave you my love, baby. I tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. Got to be good to me, baby, said now. I'm gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do, baby. Yeah, yeah.
That gentleman's name is Jose James. He was in Studio 1A just a few weeks ago and did that version of Al Green's Simply Beautiful. Jose James is from the Twin Cities, and his last record especially had a lot of hip-hop, R&B, and jazz elements. This one's a bit more focused, but that's a great Al Green cover. And Jose James is not the first to have his way with that song. Talib Kweli did it when Kanye West sampled Simply Beautiful for one of his tunes. Queen Latifah, Maxwell, they've all done versions of Simply Beautiful, but I think that is the best since Al Green's. Jose James, a recent visitor to Studio 1A, and 10 years back we had the Polyphonic Spree, and we heard a song of theirs called Hold Me Now. You can expect a remix album later this summer from the Polyphonic Spree. They're in Austin tonight at the Central Presbyterian Church playing with Sarah Jaffe.
There's something funky going on. I was born in Alabama 30 years ago, under the sign of Scorpio. Don't waste my time with foolish chatter. All I'm trying to do, y'all, is just try to matter. You may not like my looks, and you may not like my style.
We welcome to the Austin Music Experience Zach Cowie. He's the man behind this amazing new compilation called Country Funk Volume 2, which is out on Light in the Attic Records. Zach, thanks for joining us, first of all.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I cannot be the only one responsible for this. This is a co-production with Matt and Patrick from Light in the Attic, and I always have to say their names.
Credit where credit is due. And as a matter of fact, we should just backtrack for a minute. Country Funk Volume 1, whose concept was it for this compilation, and what defines country funk?
I guess I am responsible for the concept. To be honest, it's just something that I sort of made up with a bunch of my friends. Back in my 20s, I was a tour manager, and I toured around the country and out of the country with a handful of bands who became really close friends. And what we would do to pass the time between gigs was just dig for records. And we just started to piece together this sound, and the name was kind of like this joke. And I guess the joke got out of hand, and Light in the Attic wanted to try and put it all in one place.
Well, the new volume, Volume 2, covers the years 1967 to 1974. Here in Texas, that time period, more like beginning where this leaves off, 1974, was what we called the progressive country era. And you have Willie Nelson represented on Country Funk Volume 2 with Shotgun Willie.
Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there.
Does the progressive country era overlap very much with what you see as country funk?
Yeah, definitely. I'm hugely, hugely influenced by the film Heartworn Highway. I guess I was a teenager when I first saw it. And I think that really planted the seeds for, like, how much I liked this sound. And, you know, seeing that was my first exposure to Town Van Zandt, and I'm a massive, massive Guy Clark fan. That's the first time I ever saw him. So I think that film kind of opened my eyes to, you know, country music that wasn't just a bunch of guys picking, you know, which I love, but I'm a big hip hop collector too. And that definitely doesn't show up in the more traditional stuff. But some of the records that we put on these compilations have, like, you know, really, really amazing open drums that have been sampled all over hip-hop, and it's kind of a weird bridge.
Well, it's funk as a musical genre, but then some of this stuff is just downright funky in the broader sense.
Totally.
We're talking with Zach Cowie, who's one of three folks who put together a new compilation called Country Funk Volume 2 out on Light in the Attic Records. We mentioned Towns Van Zandt. He's one of four obvious Texans on this compilation. You chose a song called Hunger Child Blues. Tell me a little bit about that song. I was not familiar with it.
Well, some have called me hunger's child, some have turned away.
That's an interesting track, because that's the only thing on the entire series that I didn't learn about from a record. That was something from the digital age, when iTunes was just starting out and everybody was kind of uploading their CD collections. While I was on tours, I would just dump everybody's hard drives into my computer, and I'm always just, like, finding weird stuff that I didn't know I had.
And a lot of people who know Kenny Rogers, who is a Texan, don't know the earlier Kenny Rogers with the First Edition, when that was a really funky rock and roll band, and you chose Tulsa Turnaround from Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, I love the drums on that track, and I'm always shocked that people aren't more familiar with those records. I think everyone knows Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In because of Big Lebowski, but I don't think many folks know that that was Kenny Rogers.
Down in a hollow jockey, but showed me the Tulsa turnaround. Stepped on my toes, turned me on and turned me down. Fit me like a hen in a glove. Taught me how to love y'all.
There's a couple of other amazing songs on this. Well, there's so many amazing songs on Country Funk Volume 2, but favorites of mine that I was familiar with before even the compilation. I've always enjoyed Gene Clark and Doug Dillard's take on Don't Let Me Down. So soulful, so heartbreaking.
Nobody ever loved me like she does me. Ooh, she does me. She does me good.
Out of the entire series, Volume 1 and Volume 2, if I was stuck on an island with one track, I would take that Dillard and Clark track. Since the moment I heard that song, it's been one of my all-time favorites.
Don't let me down. Don't let me
I DJ a lot. That's kind of my main thing. And I mean, there were years that I would play that, like when the bartenders call last call, and I always loved seeing the line in front of me of people being like, who is that?
Don't let me down.
The final song on Country Funk Volume 2 is by Willis Allen Ramsey, who lives just outside of Austin. Here's a man who, as you well know, made one record and then has never followed it up. And that record isn't even available online that I could find. And you chose a really long song from Willis's album, Northeast Texas Women.
It's really funny. I learned about that song from Zoe Deschanel, the actress. She played that for me like years and years and years ago, and I'd never heard it before. And she, you know, was pretty proud to pull one over on me, and it's just always stuck. And that song to me just sounds like a party, and it was a very appropriate way to end this volume, because that's ultimately what I wanted to do with both of these compilations. I wanted to make party records. I wanted to make something that you and your friends could have some beers, sit in the backyard, and listen to all the way through.
We've been talking with Zach Cowie, who helped put together Country Funk Volume 1 and now the brand new release Volume 2 on the excellent Light in the Attic Records label. So, Volume 3, what do you think?
If you guys want it, I got it, man.
Bring it on. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
South of Oklahoma, eastern New Mexico, west of Louisiana, where all them Cajuns go. They got a little place called Texas, where the women grow on trees. They're right there for the picking, just as easy as you please. And you better run, take hold. You're gonna get young. Get old. Them Texas women is Texas gold. Kisses that are sweeter than cactus. No. Oh, oh, oh. North of Amarillo. You can find your Cinderella horse in your wine Goldilocks. And if you don't like love attachments, if you taste in them and it's strange, go on, spend your money, my friend, down in Old LaGrange. Better tell it to the world. You wanna get a Lone Star Girl with her.
Devil. And it's
Northeast Texas Women by Willis Allen Ramsey, first released in 1972 and now part of the new compilation Country Funk Volume 2, 1967 to 1974. It's on Light in the Attic Records. We also recommend Country Funk Volume 1. Coming up, the late Stephen Bruton and the film The Road to Austin as the Austin Music Experience continues. My guest today on the Austin Music Experience is the man behind the concert and film The Road to Austin, director, creator, producer, and writer, Gary Fortin. Gary, congratulations on all the things that have happened since 2007 when this concert first occurred.
Well, thank you so much, Jody, and thank you for having me today.
It's a pleasure, especially after being to the concert and watching the film The Road to Austin, which I should mention is having a screening in Austin on the 18th, that's 1 week from today, at the Marquesa Theater at 8 o'clock. It's presented by the Austin Film Society. What was your original vision before you wound up with a stage filled with superstars like Kris Kristofferson and Bonnie Raitt and Delbert McClinton and Stephen Bruton? What was your original vision?
Well, great question, Jody. So we had just come off, Stephen Bruton and I had just come off doing a very big production that was called the World Congress on Information Technology back in like 2006. Well, we did something similar, just smaller scale, with a, you know, a large house band led by Steven, and we kind of did a cavalcade of Austin musicians across the stage. So we came out of that, and I was sitting down with Steven down in his music room, And, you know, what are we going to do next, Stephen? It was kind of the question. And, you know, Stephen kind of pondered and he looked at me and goes, you know, I've always wanted to honor Kris Kristofferson. He's done so much for me in my career that would, you know, it'd be great to do something, you know, for and with Chris. And that's where the riff started on it. I mean, we started going, you know, okay, well, what about this? What about that? And then I looked at Stephen and said, well, Stephen, if we're going to do that, let's bring in everybody from your career. Let's bring in Bonnie. Let's bring in Delbert. And then the list turned into, well, what the Road to Austin is now. I think there was 60 some odd performers that went across that stage, you know, including the house band.
This next guy grew up in Fort Worth playing in a band called the Straight Jackets. Let's hear it for Delbert McClinton.
All right. Thank you. Stephen, I love you, baby.
You go into this and you're not aware at the time that our friend and the musical director of the show, Stephen Bruton, has an illness with cancer that will ultimately take his life in 2009. And the end game of the Road to Austin is the Stephen Bruton Wellness Initiative, also known as the Artist Wellness Program, I believe.
Sure.
How did that evolve from Stephen being a musician on the Road to Austin to his passing, and now to the funding of this program? Whose idea was that?
So I'm going to back up and I'm going to answer your question. When you watch this film, when Stephen Bruton comes out on the stage and he pulls out in his, you know, in his 62 Porsche and drives out on stage, what most people, or if anybody, realizes is Stephen had not eaten solid food in 4 months. He had feeding tubes hanging out of his stomach. He couldn't speak because of all the radiation. And Stephen was only a week and a half out of 4 months of chemo and radiation. We didn't know if Stephen was going to make it, let alone play the show. You know, so we'll fast forward a little bit. We got through the show, you know, and I remember telling Stephen down in his music room, Stephen, you don't have to do this. And he looked at me. This is before rehearsal started, you know, and this is after we, I hadn't seen him in a few months. He was in at MD Anderson in Houston. You know, we had the, you know, obligatory hug and the obligatory cry of not seeing each other. And he leaned over in a very frail voice said, Gary, you don't understand. I have to do this show. This is what pulled me through treatment.
And so artistwp.org, artistwellnessprogram.org is the website for the Stephen Bruton Wellness Initiative. And ultimately, hopefully even this calendar year, it'll be operable where musicians can get early detection testing for type 2 diabetes, cancer, and the like. And again, the question is, what funds this? I'm guessing because you're teasing us with this 73-minute screening, there's a lot more material from this 3-hour concert. It's going to be released to the public. Is it potentially this year as well?
Absolutely. It's imminent. The Blu-ray will come out. It'll be a double disc Blu-ray set, you know, very, very nicely packaged. And 100% of the proceeds from that Blu-ray will go to fund the Artist Wellness Program in Stephen's name. And when I say 100%, literally, we mean 100% of this. All the musicians from, you know, Chris and Bonnie, and I don't want to say down, but across the board, if you will, they've all donated their performances. You know, Stephen was a very beloved guy. I won't spend any time telling you that. But, you know, every single person on this show was connected to Stephen, you know, in more than a friendship way. It was a, you know, there was a lot of love on that stage.
The concert happened in May of 2007. It's called The Road to Austin. Now it's a film and there's a 73-minute version that will be screened again on the 18th. That's a week from today. The Austin Film Society screening at the Marquesa Theater. And then later this year, the Blu-ray DVD, the double disc set in beautiful 5:1 sound, 100% of the proceeds will fund the Stephen Bruton Wellness Initiative. And we're talking with Gary Fortin, who's the man behind this, but so many people helped you. And I especially want to just give thanks to Ken Kushnick, your associate producer, and who was Stephen Bruton's manager, for facilitating our meeting today. And to everyone who was involved, dozens and dozens of people,
absolutely,
they all gave it up for Stephen. They all gave it up for funding the Stephen Bruton Wellness Initiative. And you mentioned Stephen was in the midst of treatment. It meant he could not sing his song, The Bigger Wheel, but He brought in a big wheel to sing it, and that's Malford Milligan, and that's a great version, and I think we should share that with everyone. Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless Stephen Bruton.
Amen.
A crazy planet, nothing goes the way you planned it. Seems like it's got a mind of its own. All I know that something's missing. My mother would listen. My poor heart had almost turned to stone. I lost my job, it's been my using. My alibi's 100. All I knew was women's song and wine. I lost the best love of my life. I wonder where she is tonight. I bet I don't even cross her mind. I ain't no good at this. I'm tired of being afraid. I took a long time getting to the decision that I made. White flag, a surrender. This down and out high roller has found a better deal. From here on out, what I got left, giving it up to the bigger wheel. I thought I'd have it all by now. Who's in charge here anyhow? The man that knew it all, I know I don't. Looks like I've been here forever. Been down and now and never. I would keep on hurting, but I won't. I ain't no good at this. I'm tired of being afraid. I took a long time getting to the decision that I made. White and black, love and death, right here. This down and out high roller has found a better deal. From here on out, what I got left, giving it up to the bigger wheel. Oh yes, son. Yes, son. Let the dog out the yard. Let the dog out the yard.
To the bigger wheel.
Alfred Milligan taking over the vocals on Stephen Bruton's Bigger Wheel from the concert film Road to Austin. And we are heading down the road, and we thank you for listening. You can find all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org and find us on Facebook on Facebook.com/Austin Music Experience. The program is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Changes to feel my work is sincere, but no.